Item 11A, staff reports.
I was just going to mention, this is one of Cicero's busiest times of the year. We're working on...
Everyone's
retired in March, yes. We've had a pretty big increase in retirements year over year, which we're looking at, you know, to see if that's a trend that we need to take a look at in the future for planning purposes. And we're also working on our financial year end. We're working with our external auditors. We're working with our actuary for the valuation report and gathering the data requirements necessary for that. So there's a lot of activities going on right now.
Thanks for the note calling out the year over year. It just is thought-provoking, right? It makes you think about it. You look at the numbers, and so it's helpful. It's a nice little... kind of a little triggered to
it is kind of surprising. I mean, even a quick look at it, is it by particular divisions, by particular, or you just haven't even finished the evaluation?
We've been receiving them and going through.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we are taking a look at that, though.
Pretty significant.
Yeah, and in May, we're anticipating having Siegel here and presenting the experience study.
The trend is since when? Because I'm sure that in 2012, 2013, we probably had a significant number as well, right?
We did, but we're seeing some pretty big numbers now.
I'm wondering
even,
if it's
even
just,
some of those, over some of those months.
I wonder if it's somehow correlated to a tail related to the age of the massive, you know, because of PEPRA. You know, people left, and now we're starting to see essentially where they're actually at an age now that they can retire. Because that PEPRA left, I mean... there's a massive number that left.
So. Great. 11B, I don't see any outside professionals. So 11C, trustee comments. Seeing none, meeting's adjourned.
Whoa. You made it, our new record. Wow.
938 it is.
Yeah?
Hey, well, so.